Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Steve, I know you stayed up to watch the debate last night.
I did.
What is your take? How did Bloomberg do?
Well, Bloomberg, when it was over with, you know, the fact
debate.
That he got money. Now, what they were trying to get him about was to stop and frisk. He said he made mistakes. He was trying to rectify that, and he making policies after that to combat the mistakes he made after meeting with black leaders and clergy and all this here. All of them, Donald Trump, all of them, whether you create that policy or not, if you don't do nothing to stop it. So I was tired of that part. Joe Biden, for the first time, looked like he could be president to me. He was sharp.
Okay.
He was on it. Yeah, that's the first time. For this whole thing, he been looking a little slow. Joe was angry. He was the Joe that I like. I think he would do well against Trump, especially in a debate. Bernie Sanders was beat the same drum. Elizabeth Warren, really, man, it's time for her to just go on to the House. Because I'm telling you, man, she doesn't come across as presidential. She's trying to heal the Democratic Party. I think she's playing for vice presidency myself. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. She just said something
thing.
To everybody,
Healing.
But kind of liked everybody. No, we ain't got time for that. Because the Republicans is playing dirty. We got
real
to get somebody up in there,
nasty,
man,
gutter.
That's going to fight real nasty with him. And right now, the two that I think can go up there and get him is Bloomberg and Biden. That's who I think can go up there
ticket.
And get him. Amy, nice lady. I like her rhetoric. She not finna be president. Buttigieg, I like some of the stuff. He was a little more quiet last night than the rest of them. They didn't have a lot. But everybody that was attacking, what they did was the Democrats, they don't know how to play the game. Every time all of them tried to attack Michael Bloomberg, it gave him more camera time. So you ended up seeing more of this guy than any one of them candidates because they kept going at him. And he was prepared. They was trying to end him. He bought your way into the. He said, I got a lot of money. So they asked him to turn in his tax returns. He said, I can't go TurboTax. He said, my tax returns is 1,000 pages. He said, now I'll turn it in, but I only been in this race 10, I only talked about this 10 weeks ago. Y'all have been talking about this for 2 years. So give me a minute, I'll turn in my tax returns, but we're talking 1,000 pages. That pimp money right there.
That's a lot of paper, money. Baby.
All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 34 minutes after the hour, right after this.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions. Limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.